Tired of getting the same old results? Ready to take your game, your career, and your life to the next level? Fasten your seatbelts, because the next hour is going to change your life. Performance consultant John Brubaker helps you perform your best when it matters most. Part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Coach Brew Show will teach you why winners win, how the best get better, and the keys to maximize your success.
Welcome to Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. I'm Coach Brew. We're talking why winners win, how the best get better. And thank you for joining us today. It's a gorgeous day here in Marina Bay. You are listening to 1510 WMEX Boston and live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast. And we are coming at you today with a slightly different topic. Same but different. You know, talking why winners win, but last show we had on Rachel Keiss, a performance artist, kind of talking about how art imitates life, and that really we need to look at our work as, not our job, not an industry, but we'll look at it as a performance. And along those same lines, you know, I think success leaves clues. We had a wonderful response to the last show and had some requests to bring on somebody from, you know, a similar industry to the arts. So we're going to talk about today how, life and your job imitates the big screen, imitates theater, film. So joining us today, we've got Bob Burris, who is a producer and writer out in Hollywood, best known for the TV series In the House, Growing Pains, and most recently, Bob produced 1001, the Corey Weissman story. And if that name rings a bell, and if the title 1001 rings a bell, it's because earlier this year we had Corey Weissman on the show as well. So, Bob, welcome to Maximum Success, my friend.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So, art imitates life. We learned that last show, and I think that film and cinema imitates life as well, because who said it? Shakespeare, all the world's a stage, and we're just players?
Exactly right. And that's all I remember that quote, but I do remember that part.
That's all I remember either. I was hoping you could bail me out on that one. But I do think as we look at all these different industries, and this is the theme of my newest book, Seeds of Success, the best ideas you'll get always come from outside your industry. And I think that, people need to look beyond the narrow world or position that they're in and look outward to see, the best idea is a stolen one very often, and to see what other industries, success strategies they can take and they can bring into what they're doing to do it a little different and a little better than the competition. And a lot of people might not look at, a film producer as being an entrepreneur, but you guys really are. I think the game has changed, and you're every bit as entrepreneurial as, a real estate agent, a financial advisor, someone who sells insurance, a small business owner. If you could if you could talk to us a little bit about, well, first your background, and then how the industry's evolved into being a little more entrepreneurial.
Well, yeah, I think I started in advertising and marketing, working for some of the networks, NBC and ABC, and that's where I really learned the importance of targeting an audience and finding a way to hook them emotionally. At that time, it was to get them to watch shows that were on the networks. That certainly became part of my mindset as I moved into writing and producing and developing my own projects. And I think, one of the things, people outside of Hollywood, they sort of have an image of how the quote-unquote industry works that's not really true and sort of based on old movies, and I think when people hear movie producer, they think, oh, it's some, fat cat sitting in a big office with a cigar auditioning starlets for movies. I wish that's what it was. But, it's really not. And you know, for big
Bob, you just ruined my image of you.
And you know, I think as what's happened is the big movie studios have really concentrated. You know, in the 70s, I don't know the exact figures, but say in the 1970s, maybe they did 50 studio releases. You know, and again, don't quote me on these figures. But now it's much less than that. You know, and what they really concentrate on are the huge blockbuster events, because in today's world, it takes so much energy and resources in order to let even people know you exist, that they find if they come out with Spider-Man or a Marvel comic book, that there's a huge, you know, recognition factor already. So they can, they don't have to spend all their money just creating awareness of their product. So that's how on the huge stage, that's what movie producers do. That represents, sure, you know, kind of the upper echelon of the entertainment industry. Below that is everybody else like me, who are, we really are entrepreneurs, and we're going out with smaller movies, TV shows, projects, going around trying to get people excited about them, trying to raise money to do them. And in that sense, it takes, you know, really that entrepreneurial mindset that you're talking about. If, you know, really you're running a small business and, you know, trying to get people interested and excited about what you're doing.
And if you're sitting here listening, scratching your head, thinking, "Whoa, what's a movie producer in Hollywood have to do with my world? You know, I work in finance, or I'm in the banking industry." Here you go, folks. Pay attention. You know, big Hollywood production houses like the Paramounts, Universals, they're kind of like big banks. And then you have the independent film producers that are more like the community banks and the credit unions. Is that accurate, Bob?
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. I think that's very fair.
And what we're seeing now is big banks are kind of taking a beating. There's a lot of mistrust in that industry right now, and people are moving their attention, they're moving their resources into the credit unions, because the credit unions serve their members. Their members are essentially their shareholders. And I've talked about this before, whereas big banks, all they are doing is they're making decisions to appease the shareholders. And I think that Hollywood's awfully similar. You know, there are a lot of people not taking the chances, and they're just looking at the numbers. And Bob, you can speak to this better than me, but aren't most of the recent award-winning films independently produced?
Yeah, I mean, you see, Hollywood sort of, you know, has a split personality, is that for 11 months out of the year, they're really out there pushing big comic book movies and big franchises, and then 1 month out of the year they put on their tuxedos and celebrate kind of the higher quality stuff. And you're absolutely right, 99% of those films that get the awards and the recognition are movies that began as independent productions, that someone had a book or a play or an idea or the life story of somebody, and through their own energy and initiative, you know, got people excited about it and ended up walking away with an Academy Award for it.
Yeah, I think that's a great metaphor for the business world that most of us are in our various industries. You know, we're all a little guy. We're all kind of like the independent film of what we're doing. And it's just proof that the little guy can win, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, when you talk about the qualities of an entrepreneur that apply, it's really a, you know, it's a burning passion for what you do. It's, you know, the desire to be indomitable, as a friend of mine puts it. And, you know, you're going to hear 99 no's for every one yes, but you can't let those odds dissuade you or dispirit you. That it really takes that kind of focus and drive and energy and belief in yourself and what you're doing to make it to the top. And, you know, we talk about winners. I mean, that's, I think that cuts across every business I can think of, every sport I can think of. You know, the old saying, if it was easy, everybody would do it. I can't think of an aspect of life that doesn't apply to.
Absolutely. If you just joined us, you're listening to Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show, right here on 1510 WMEX Boston and the Dream Vision 7 radio network. And we're joined by Hollywood producer Bob Burris, who is talking how the little guy can win. You know, I think cinema is really a metaphor for business. And you know, we're going to dive a little deeper into this. Bob, tell us a little bit about your journey and kind of how you decided that you had that burning desire, the focus, the drive, the energy to chart your course and blaze your own trail like this.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I never really thought about that. I think I was just born with, in a sense, that I think I was sort of a competitive person in the healthy sense of the word. And I always have held myself to fairly high standards. I know one of the things that you really focus on and see the success is the importance of having a mentor or mentors. And I certainly had a lot of people with more experience kind of helping me learn how to focus my energy and my talent in a productive way. And some of them were mentors in the sense that they provided a negative example. But, you know, I could say, well, that's certainly the wrong way to do it. That's not who I want to be or how I want to live my life or conduct my business. And, you know, I think that that's really, you know, that's the first part of it, sort of who I am and have been as a person, like many entrepreneurs. And then I think the second thing for me is knowing the amount of work it takes to get something to the screen. I'll only dive in if I really believe in it. And I really think, you know, win or lose, I'm willing to go to the mat for this and go 100% for it. And because it really takes that sort of passion and focus to make it happen. And so, you know, I'm selective about what I get involved with. And it's something to be that I think it reinforces something I believe in, or it's something that I think could help other people, and obviously something I think can make money. So, you know, I don't want to put too much of a fine artistic spin on it. I mean, that's always sort of the bottom line is how am I going to repay my investors? And I think that's also something that's something I heard from an early mentor. If anybody gives me a buck, my goal is to give them at least $1.50 back. And I've always held that in the back of my mind and in every, you know, every deal I become a part of.
And this is a great takeaway for our listeners, Bob, is how are you adding value to every relationship, every business transaction that you're involved in? Because everyone wants, you know, I think we all have the MO of what's in it for me in just about every encounter and every walk of life. And anyone that has teenage children is acutely aware of that. But, yeah, I think that, you know, when someone sees you as, you know, you're either an energy giver or an energy taker, and you're either adding value or taking value away from the relationship. When you at every single juncture are adding value, you're an immediate asset to that client, to that vendor, to that business. And today, you know, gone are the 5-year plans. It's more like a 5-minute plan. If you're not an immediate asset to a client or to an investor, now, that relationship's going to dissolve fast, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, that's the case. You know, in show business, you know, when you talk about the acceleration of time and the volatility of the market, in some ways we've, in the entertainment field, have been a little bit ahead of that because our business has always been that way. It's, you know, what's selling right now, what's, you know, and we get instant feedback. You know, when I was in television, we get overnight ratings. I mean, this is 10, 15 years ago, you know, the marketplace spoke back to you very quickly. So you really learn that sense of adding value and also, you know, being quick on your feet to make adjustments.
Absolutely. And I think after 2008, you know, the Great Recession, people learned the hard way in a variety of industries that you've got to be quick on your feet. You got to be nimble and be ready. I hate to use this word because it's so overused, but it is true. You got to be ready to pivot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think with that in mind, you know, there's a lot of value, and we talk about niching and we talk about owning your category in whatever industry you're in. You know, there's a tremendous amount of value to being a specialist. And you look at just the field of medicine, you know, a cardiac surgeon or brain surgeon's going to make exponentially more than a family doctor or a general practitioner. However, there's some real value in flexibility, if you will. And I know you've been not necessarily a generalist, but a hyper specialist. in a bunch of different areas. I think that differs from specialist because you can sort of move in any crowd. You're one of the few producers that I've ever seen who's made the transition from television to movies. You know, and most producers kind of get typecast like an actor. You're either a TV guy or you're a movie guy, right?
Right, right.
So
yeah,
can you speak a little bit?
Down a little bit, but
what's that?
I said those barriers are, and in the entertainment industry are breaking down a little bit. But anyway, go on with your point. I know what you mean.
So I just, you know, wanted to see if you could speak a little bit to the value of being able to kind of move in any crowd, if you will, to be able to be a specialist yet change your specialty. I think everybody in every industry's got it. If they can't do that, they need to learn.
Yeah, I mean, I think in some ways it's almost like being a and I hate to use this word, but being a politician, in the sense that you need to be able to connect with people on their level and focus on their interests, whether you're meeting with a trade union or a business group or school teachers or whoever. You need to be able to connect to them in a genuine way, but you also need to remain true to your message, because if you're too much of a people pleaser, then people are going to see that right off the bat, and they'll see you don't have any integrity or credibility. So mm-hmm. That's really, you know, what I try to do is I sort of have a core set of principles and a core set of stories that I want to tell, but I also don't want to limit myself to being just the comedy guy or just the inspirational movie guy or just the documentary maker. Only because, you know, a friend of mine once shared a great thing with me, the animal that survives on the fruit of one tree is destined for extinction. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. So you need to be able to sort of have in the movie side and TV too, have a solid base, but also, as you say, be able to pivot quickly and to, you know, be able to address the needs of the person you're pitching to or selling to.
Absolutely. I think that, especially we are in an instant gratification society. I might argue instant gratification takes a little too long for most people. You had mentioned kind of the Friday night box office releases, reports released Saturday morning. It's almost like projects are being judged a success or a failure overnight with those reports, when in reality, there's no such thing as an overnight success. I was wondering if you could speak a little bit to that.
Yeah, well, the overnight success, you know, it's when we see an overnight success, what we don't see is the 10 years that led up to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think obviously in all businesses, we are judged more quickly and more harshly than we were even 5 years ago. When in another business you produce something, usually, you know, it used to take, you know, 6 months until the marketplace weighed in on it. And now, you know, through the internet, you can launch at 9 a.m. and be dead or a hero by 5 p.m. It's just, you know, if people weigh in on it that quickly. So, and that's certainly true in my business. You know, there's a real volatility. You can say instant gratification. It's got to please people right off the bat. But the, you know, the lightning in a bottle thing that people hit, usually it's the result of a long, long time of preparation and gaining experience. And that's really what keeps you in any business, I think, in the long run. The more you learn and the more you know, the more better equipped you are to deal with that volatility in the changing marketplace. You don't live and die with every victory or loss.
Absolutely, and it speaks to that whole principle of 10 years, 10,000 hours to be an expert at anything. And, that lightning in a bottle is actually stored up over those 10,000 hours before it actually gets released.
So true.
You know, unleashed onto the public, so to speak. You know, it's interesting. We're starting to wind down the segment here, now I do want to dive into a little bit of how the landscape's changed, you know, from the late 90s to the early 2000s to today, you know. But it's really interesting to me the fragmented markets that exist in the film industry. And, you know, it's, I think everything today has become a fragmented market. You look at financial services industry, you look at real estate, it's fragmented, it's unpredictable. How do you stay calm in this sort of unpredictable sea of change in your world, Bob?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's a lot of it, again, is preparation. So you sort of feel solid about who you are and what you're doing. And then all of it is obviously that you need to stay aware of what's happening. And, you know, it's you know, the landscape is shifting under people's feet in the entertainment business, you know, as where this show is going out to your listeners. It's, you know, when I started, there were three networks, you know, some major studios, and now the concept of, you know, major networks, I mean, they're still out there and they're still doing very well, but, you know, my kids watch shows on their phones and on their computers and their iPads, and they're getting it through YouTube, they're getting it through Hulu, they're getting it through Netflix, they're getting it through Amazon. And so what's great about that is that there's more distribution streams available, but then that also drives down the compensation, because there's, you know, it's if you had an hour show on NBC and there's only three networks in 1980, that's worth a lot more than an hour show on Vimeo in 2015. So, you know, it's really preparation. And then it's also, you know, really working hard to stay current and have your finger as on the pulse as much as you can of what's happening.
Absolutely. Bob, we're going to take a quick time out, and we come back, you know, we're going to talk about a little project you and I have going on the big screen. And, you know, folks, there's a lot to be learned from different industries, so I'd encourage you to stick with us when we come back. We're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, just sort of that shifting landscape and where that's led us, and I have a feeling where it's going to lead you as well. You're listening to Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show, right here on WMEX Boston and the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Looking for a better way to lead your team and yourself at work? The Coach Approach by John Brubaker is the book for you. Experts are praising the Coach Approach. CEOs are calling it a must-read for leaders serious about taking their performance to the next level. And Hall of Fame coaches are endorsing it as salient, scholarly, and the one book on leadership I'd have if I could have just one. If you want winning strategies to bring about game-changing results in work and life, get The Coach Approach. That's The Coach Approach by John Brubaker. Pick up a copy today at coachbrew.com.
You've only got 7 seconds to make a first impression, so you better dress to impress. That's why I wear JJ Threads custom dress shirts. You can too. Just go to jjthreads.com and choose the exact fit, fabrics, colors, and details of your own signature shirt. Their world-class tailors will make it and deliver it directly to your door. JJ Threads lets you design looks for all occasions, business, nightlife, or casual. Own your style at jjthreads.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
In the sea of sameness, fitting in won't help you win. You've got to stand out to separate yourself from the competition, which is why I wear Perfect 10 Blazers. They've got the largest, most unique range of tailored men's blazers in the market. Their tailors will hand-make original and custom blazers just for you. Everyone's made to order. Wild blazers and sports coats for the sharp-dressed man.
check them out at perfect10blazers.com. That's perfect, number 10, blazers.com. Tell them Coach Brew sent you.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
In today's global marketplace, the customer's first impression of you is often online video. And since YouTube's the second largest search engine, I knew I needed high-quality video. That's why I hire Praxis Production Studios for all my video needs. Their specialty is web video, but I can tell you from experience that Praxis does a great job with creative TV, video, and music content as well. See how they can make your work shine at PraxisProStudios.com. That's Praxis Pro Studios.
Welcome back to Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show on WMEX Boston and Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm John Brubaker, and we are coming to you today with a little different show. Right here in beautiful Marina Bay, it is finally springtime. Great day to be here with you. I want to thank you for tuning in. Appreciate your comments and feedback on Twitter. If you want to reach out to us, live the show, it's at Coach Brew. That's Coach B-R-U. And keep the comments coming on our email inbox, radio@coachbrew.com. I want to thank one of our very special sponsors, Perfect 10 Blazers. You want to stand out in the sea of sameness, separate yourself from the competition, you want to look at perfect10blazers.com. That's perfect, number 10, blazers.com. They've got the largest, most unique range of tailored men's blazers in the market. Tell them Coach Brew sent you. Like I said, this is kind of Hollywood day today in the show, and we are joined by a Hollywood producer, Bob Burris. If you weren't locked in with us in segment number one, he is very well known for the TV series Growing Pains and In the House. And his most recent project is 1001, the Corey Weissman story. Bob was breaking down just sort of the changing landscape in Hollywood and how that relates directly to you and your journey as an entrepreneur in any industry. And welcome back, Bob.
Thank you.
So, you know, we started to delve into this a little bit first segment. You know, it's a fragmented market out there in Hollywood with independent films versus, you know, the major studios. And how distribution channels have changed. And I think that, you know, that is symptomatic of just about every industry. You know, there are more and more players in, the music industry almost and the book industry, which is sort of my world, almost mirrors what's going on in Hollywood and in the film industry. And I think that, you know, look at social media, how fragmented the markets are. You know, I know a lot of people who Twitter is their news outlet. They don't read, you know, the New York Times or the Boston Globe or USA Today. They get a real-time live news feed on their phone, which just a few years ago would have been unheard of. And certainly no one predicted that. What are you seeing in terms of, you know, sort of the film industry mirroring all these different changes and sort of some of the upside financially and the downside?
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, that sort of instant gratification that you talk about. You talk about a show, you know, one of the things is we talk about TV and films, really the, even the definition and separation between those is changing. You know, we used to, you know, it's pretty clear that's a TV show, that, you know, that's a movie. You know, you have something like House of Cards on Netflix, which that's changed a lot of things, because people, they'll spend a year producing the show, and then people will binge watch it over a 3-day weekend, you know? And certainly that's a really interesting new way to look at a TV show. And then you say at that point, is this a TV show, or is this a 13-hour movie? You know, it's, what is it, you know?
That's a great point.
And that's increasing across, you know, increasing across all the distribution channels that, and is, you know, in the next 5 years, you know, we're already seeing it with Roku and Apple TV and all that sort of thing, that, you know, really your home TV screen is going to be your cinema. It's going to be your computer screen. It's going to be your TV screen. And it means a lot of new opportunities for people. And it also means, you know, as you say, increased competition, not only in terms of providers, but it's also increased competition for the eyeballs. And I think it speaks back a lot to your statement about, you know, the segmentation. And when you produce a project now, you really need to be able to answer the question, who's going to watch this? And if you don't really have a really defined, clear answer on that, you know, then you're going to be dead in the water, particularly as an independent movie. You know, it was like Spider-Man or Harry Potter, everybody's going to go see. So they don't really have to answer that question. But for smaller independent projects, you need to really know your constituency, really know that you're speaking to them, and you really need to know, you know, how many of them are going to turn out and support your film or show.
And for all you listeners out there, you know, this speaks to your industry as well. You know, marketing to everyone. We say this all the time, Bob. If you're marketing to everyone, you're marketing to no one. There are very, very few things in this world that really have universal mass appeal. Spider-Man, yes. Most other film projects, no. You know, if you're a real estate agent and you are marketing to everyone and you sell primarily luxury vacation homes, you're essentially marketing to no one. If you're in financial services, you look at the fragmentation and how that game has changed. You know, you're not just selling retirement. You're not just selling mutual funds. Now it's, you know, companies are branching into or morphing into to banking and wealth management, and, you know, they're straddling a lot of different areas, and it's unpredictable. You know, one of the things I find really interesting and exciting is with that fragmentation, you know, anyone has the opportunity to build an audience. You know, it takes, in 20 seconds, you could have a blog and have a readership, or at least start to grow a readership. You have an opportunity to have a platform with a YouTube channel, and you see, what are they called, Bob? I think, you know, some of these celebrities make it big on TV and the movies, started out on YouTube. I think they're called celebrities. Have you heard that expression?
I haven't heard that term, but that's, no, I know, but I know the phenomenon you're speaking of.
So, and what they've done is they're game changers. They've changed the game. They have the ability to really kind of create and become entrepreneurs and create their own opportunity by building a platform. And I think that regardless of your industry, if you don't have a platform and you don't have a distribution channel to market directly to your platform, you really don't have anything. Are you seeing the same thing in Hollywood, Bob?
Yeah, very much so. And, You know, one of the things that I've seen is that, you know, the opportunities for independent producers are, you know, who are the big boys not serving? You know, that it's, you know, that it's great because they know that 17-year-old kids are going to go see a movie six times over the weekend. So let's aim at 17. Let's make our mainstream movies for 17-year-old boys and hope they bring their girlfriends with them. But what's left is a huge segment of the American public that it still is interested and active and wants to see things. And so, you know, we really try to find those segments of the population and serve them with stuff that the big players aren't really doing.
Yeah, that's the game-changing quality to all this. And I think that, you know, one of the areas that levels the playing field is crowdfunding. You know, we've had Jody Bentley on the show a couple shows ago, who's sort of the Hollywood and the film industry crowdfunding expert. Justin came on last show, or two shows ago, and talked about crowdfunding with his product, Justin Mendelson, with the Perfect Burpee exercise mat. And, you know, he created, invented a product and launched it through Kickstarter with a budget of a whopping $500.
Isn't that something?
And, you know, it's been this widely successful, really game-changing product in the fitness industry. And you and I are about to launch a Kickstarter campaign, which I thought we would, you know, formally announce here on the show. And, you know, Kickstarter's leveled the playing field really in every industry. So Bob, do you want to, should we cue up a drum roll? Do you want to unveil this, or you want me to do the honors?
Well, let me. I know you're a modest guy, so I can at least start the ball rolling. Is that
sure?
A while back, I'd read John's book, Seed to Success, and you know, I told him how much I enjoyed it, and he asked me, you know, well, do you think there's a movie in this? And the more I thought about it, I realized that, you know, I really thought there was, and I think that some of the principles we've been talking about, saying, you know, was it an idea? Was it a book that I thought had something of value to me and to other people? Was it something that I thought there was a specifically targeted audience for? And I say absolutely yes. And do I think it's something that I think could generate profits for people involved with it? I think the answer to all three of those is yes. You know, in serving, I'm talking about identifying audiences that are underserved by the big players. One of those is the sort of faith-based / inspirational space that, you know, these movies, you know, people are really hungry for these movies. You know, everywhere I go, people say, how come Hollywood doesn't produce something I can watch with my family? How come Hollywood doesn't produce something that has some meaning to it? You know, is it all just going to be car crashes and vampires? And, you know, there's a real hunger for, you know, great quality stuff like you've done in Seeds of Success. And I thoroughly believe it'll be a great, great movie.
And we're coming up on a break here, but I just want to share with everybody, if you want to get more information on our Kickstarter campaign, which is live now, and you want to jump on board with it, you can go to coachbru.com, that's coachbru.com/Kickstarter. When we come back, we're going to dive a little more into this and just sort of the value of, you know, having this new level playing field. You're listening to Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show, on 1510 WMEX and the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Looking for a better way to lead your team and yourself at work? The Coach Approach by John Brubaker is the book for you. Experts are praising the Coach Approach. CEOs are calling it a must-read for leaders serious about taking their performance to the next level. And Hall of Fame coaches are endorsing it as salient, scholarly, and the one book on leadership I'd have if I could have just one. If you want winning strategies to bring about game-changing results in work and life, get The Coach Approach. That's The Coach Approach by John Brubaker. Pick up a copy today at coachbrew.com.
In the sea of sameness, fitting in won't help you win. You've got to stand out to separate yourself from the competition, which is why I wear Perfect 10 Blazers. They've got the largest, most unique range of tailored men's blazers in the market. Their tailors will hand-make original and custom blazers just for you. Everyone's made to order. Wild blazers and sports coats for the sharp-dressed man. Check them out at Perfect10Blazers.com. That's Perfect, number 10, Blazers.com. Tell them Coach Brew sent you.
In today's global marketplace, the customer's first impression of you is often online video. And since YouTube's the second largest search engine, I knew I needed high-quality video. That's why I hire Praxis Production Studios for all my video needs. Their specialty is web video, but I can tell you from experience that Praxis does a great job with creative TV, video, and music content as well. See how they can make your work shine at PraxisProStudios.com. That's P-R-A-X-I-S, ProStudios.com.
Money makes us react. It has a way of eliciting an immediate response. From our home life to our own business environment, money is usually front and center. For CPA Jane Honick, the debate is not about what you do with your money. It's about how you feel, react, and interact when it comes to money. Part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us at 6 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of every month to explore the money dynamic and learn how your relationship with money can be a friendship and not a battle.
You've only got 7 seconds to make a first impression, so you better dress to impress. That's why I wear JJ Threads custom dress shirts. You can too. Just go to jjthreads.com and choose the exact fit, fabrics, colors, and details of your own signature shirt. Their world-class tailors will make it and deliver it directly to your door. JJ Threads lets you design looks for all occasions, business, nightlife, or casual. Own your style at jjthreads.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show, right here on WMEX Boston and Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We are talking why winners win, how the best get better, and this segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at Anderson Bean Cowboy Boots, a family-owned business with a rich 150-year history of top-of-the-line boots, handmade right in the USA. Check them out, AndersonBean.com. You know, we're talking leveling the playing field. You know, really, technically, yeah, we're talking about Hollywood, but really what we're talking about is your industry, my industry, everybody's industry. And I think success leaves clues in anything you do. We're talking a little bit about our crowdfunding project we have going on at Kickstarter. You can go to coachbrew.com, that's coachbru.com/Kickstarter. And check out our campaign, get behind it, support it. And really what it's about is it's about building a community. It's about, taking a concept for an underserved population and providing some resources to them. And that population for us is, really folks that may not necessarily have had the benefit of having an outstanding mentor as they transition from, school or college to the workforce. You know, I was fortunate, and Bob, I know you were fortunate as well, too, to have a wonderful mentor who believed in you, maybe at a time when you didn't necessarily believe in yourself, and you got the benefit from, their experience and knowledge of the industry. Talk to us a little bit about what you've seen in terms of just sort of that void. Not everyone has the benefit of having a mentor.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, obviously having someone to help you and guide you along the way is enormously important. And, I'm sure it's true for women, but I know it's true for men that, whether it's literally your father or having a father figure or someone who's been down the road who's fought some of the battles before to kind of help guide you and point you in the right direction is very, very important. I think, you know, I don't want to get too high on my soapbox, but I think one of the things that we're talking about with our film is it's not just important in a personal way. It's also important, you know, to society that we continue to breed healthy generations of men to be coaches, fathers, husbands, and, really keep paying that forward to our sons. I think it's a very, very important thing. And it's, again, as you know, with Seeds of Success and Mentors, I think it's one of the things that really inspires me to want to make this movie.
And folks, this isn't just John and Bob spitballing today. There's an awful lot of research backing this up. The Gallup company, the Gallup organization, you know, the survey people, as most people would call them, did a recent survey. It indicates just 14% of young adults entering the workforce actually had a supportive mentor. And that's kind of a scary thing. You know, I don't think we have, and Bob, feel free to jump in. I don't think we have an education problem in this country. I don't think we have a culture problem in business so much as looking at a more big picture, like you said, we really kind of have a leadership problem. You know, I think leadership starts at the home with being a good parent. Leadership starts with the example that especially men set for their sons. And that determines really people's trajectory and how they then move forward in the world. And that's what drives me. I look at our project really as more of a crusade or a mission that we're on, more than just a Kickstarter campaign. And, we'd love to have people jump on board and get behind the mission. And you can do that at coachbrew.com/Kickstarter. Because really what we're doing, we're growing a community, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bob, what do you see as just kind of looking at, you know, we've talked about kind of generalist versus specialist, being able to kind of move in different crowds. And, you touched on kind of targeting an audience and hooking them quick. What's the quick hook with Seeds of Success? So, you know, when you read my book and we began kind of strategizing, making this come to life on the screen, you know, what was the quick hook for you that said, you know, this is really what, this is what's compelling about this. This is why it's going to resonate with people.
I think it's the sense of being able to provide a sense of mentorship for people who need it or never had that opportunity in their lives. And I think the stuff in your book will translate to the screen and really impact the lives of all people. You know, I think obviously it starts with men, but I think it spreads out to women also. And then also, you know, I think obviously having the sense of a larger sort of faith about life and yourself and your purpose here, I think that really comes out in the book, and that's something that I think is really going to speak to people on the screen.
Absolutely. And, Bob, I appreciate you joining us. You know, people want to find out more about you and about everything that you have going on or this project. You know, where would you direct them?
Well, you can find out about me, Bob Burris, B-U-R-R-I-S, either at IMDb, or you can still go to our website for 1,000 to 1, which is a great movie. And I really would love people to see that film. It's really, Corey's story is amazing. I think it'll change your life. It's 1,000 to 1, all numbers, 1,000, T-O-1, movie.com. And as far as this project goes, I think you mentioned already, but, be part of this. I mean, we're doing something really great and special here. You can go to coachbrew.com/Kickstarter. We need people's help because we're doing something special. We're doing something different. And this is a chance for us all to really make an impact on the world.
Absolutely. Bob, thanks for coming on the show. And we're going to have to do this again real soon. Appreciate you making time today.
Thanks for having me.
Folks, it's Bob Burris. He's a producer and a Hollywood writer. It's just really a dynamic, eclectic, inspirational guy. If he's not a household name, that's okay. You know, if you're not a household name in your industry, that's okay. It doesn't change. You know, I know I'm not a household name. I'm not even a household name in my own household, you know, in spite of the books I've written and my radio show. But I'd like you to kind of reframe how you look at and how you define success. And here's how I'd like you to do that. You probably never heard of the names William Dawes or Dr. Samuel Prescott, have you? Don't answer that because I didn't think you would. But I'm sure you've heard of Paul Revere. Well, Dawes and Prescott were the other two people who rode to Lexington the same time Revere made his famous ride. Now, far fewer people remember Dawes and Prescott. Now, they weren't household names, but their mission and their impact were equally important. It was their job to alert the citizens that the British were coming. Their route just involved them taking the road less traveled. And they took the back roads to Lexington, not the main drag like Revere. And I think, you know, as you look at Bob's career, he's done the same thing. I've done the same thing. My coaching mentor, who our movie Seeds of Success is based on, did the same exact thing, investing time in doing big things in small places. And that's where the real work is. And Bob said it in the first segment, if it were easy, everybody would be doing it. But the real work is in doing big things in small places. And if you think about it, most people who leave a legacy in any industry are a heck of a lot more like William Dawes or Samuel Prescott than they are Paul Revere. You know, my coaching mentor is Coach Randy Mills. He wasn't a household name, but he was. His career spanned sort of the same time that John Wooden, famous UCLA basketball coach, and Bear Bryant, the famous University of Alabama football coach, had their careers as well. You know, he just did it kind of on the back roads of college coaching. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people get what I call destination disease, meaning they're so caught up in making it to the big time, they don't realize the big time is actually right here, right now, where they already are. You know, I don't think Dawes and Prescott wish they were on a different road. They're just too busy being on mission right where they are. You know, you're the Coach Mills or the William Dawes or the Samuel Prescott of your community. You make a difference. You don't need to be working under the brightest lights or the biggest stage. Your impact can be felt just the same right where you are. And trust me, you're desperately needed. Like I said before, only 14% of young people entering the workforce actually reported that they had a supportive mentor. That is tragic. And we're out here on a mission to do something about it. I want to encourage you to join our community, to contribute to our Kickstarter campaign, to help build better families, parents, and leaders. Go to coachbru.com, that's coachbru.com/Kickstarter, and support this initiative. It's an important one because I think that, you know, everyone's life, here's my wish for you, that my wish for everyone, that you find a coach and you also become a coach to others. It'd mean the world to me if you can support our campaign. It's coachbru.com/Kickstarter. You make a difference. Thank you. You've been listening to Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show on 1510 WMEX Boston and the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. Now go win the day today.
Just experienced Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show, bringing you success strategies from the locker room to the boardroom. We coach you to get to the next level in the sport of business and the game of life. Join Coach Brew every first Sunday at 6 p.m. to learn how to perform your best when it matters most.
For more resources to turbocharge your performance, check us out at MaximumSuccessRadio.com.